And more interesting statistics from U of M's Transportation Research Institute. It finds that from coast to coast, more and more of us are making do without a car or truck. And it seems much of that is driven by the way younger Americans look at cars. We're joined by Bridge magazine writer Rick Haglund, who recently explored these questions in a piece entitled, As Detroit Auto Show Revs, America Cools to Car Culture. And we're joined by writer Mickey Maynard, co-founder of Curbing Cars. It's a website that tracks changing attitudes towards transportation. She's also a former Detroit bureau chief for the New York Times. Rick, I'll start with you. What did you hear as you researched your story? Is America's love affair with cars cooling off, or is this a temporary slump as we try to shake off the Great Recession?
Well, there is a good debate about that. There are a lot of statistics that seem to indicate that people of all ages are driving less overall. The University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute has done a lot of work in this area, and they've found that people are driving less. The ownership rates per household per driver are going down. So, you know, there seems to be a trend of less driving and a little less interest in automobiles. Others, particularly the auto companies, will say that this is basically a result of the very steep recession that we had that is keeping young people out of the new car market at the rates that they were before the recession. And that one of the reasons for that is that this young millennial generation of roughly 18 to 30 or 31-year-olds has not benefited from the recovery to the extent that older buyers have.
Mickey, you and I have talked about this on Stateside, the fact that, as a baby boomer, I couldn't get into the Secretary of State office to take my driving test fast enough. I think I hauled my parents in on my 16th birthday to do it, and my daughter didn't go for hers for 6 months until after she turned 16, and that was really because I twisted her arm and kind of made her. So what is going on here, do you think?
Well, there's a new study that I just wrote about for Forbes magazine, which looks at what younger people, millennials, so people who were born after about the early 1980s, really feel about cars. And one of the things that these people said was, you can have my car, don't take my phone. This is a generation that's much more focused on mobile devices. And they've actually said that they use mobile devices, so your phone, your laptop, your tablet, as a reason to get together with people that doesn't require driving. So they can text, they can go on Skype, they can do a Google Hangout, they can see their friends, they just don't have to be with their friends. And so when you don't have that physical need to be with someone, you can get along a little bit less without a car.
So we're really looking at a real shift in attitudes.
Right. So I think the economy is a big part of it because it's very expensive. You know, it costs over about $500 a month to own a vehicle if you include everything from what you pay for insurance to gas to oil to repairs to parking if you have to pay for parking and then obviously your car payment. But if you look at younger people, first of all, they never got into that mindset. So I think there's an attitudinal issue here as much as an economic issue. You have people that just never fell in love with automobiles. You know, people who are in the baby boom generation and even in Gen X, they fell in love with cars because that was something that they could fall in love with. It was one of the choices that they had. Now the millennials have an enormous number of choices where they can put their attention, and cars are really going to the back of the pack.
That was writer Mickey Maynard, who is co-founder of Curbing Cars. This website chronicles changing attitudes towards transportation. And she's joined by Bridge magazine writer Rick Haglund, who recently explored the question, are we driving less and what has changed in the way Americans are looking at cars? He wrote a piece for Bridge recently. And I was talking with auto analyst Michelle Krebs recently about this idea of more young people deciding they can do fine without a car. And in essence, she pushed back in a pretty big way and said she doesn't buy this at all. And she figures once these millennials get themselves set in their jobs and get launched and marry or form a domestic partnership, that they're going to move to the suburbs and they are going to want a car. And you kind of heard that, didn't you, Rick, from somebody from Ford?
Yes, I mean, and that's basically the way the auto companies see it, is that that the millennials will end up being, you know, pretty much like their parents were. Once they set up households, they have children, they're going to move to the suburbs, and they're going to need a car. And certainly a lot of them are going to do that. But when you look at some of the forecasts for new car sales in the future, a number of analysts, including the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, are basically saying that we may never get back to 17 million, selling 17 million cars and trucks again the way we did a decade or so ago. So obviously, you know, household formation is going to increase in the future, but you know, if sales are not going to go up commensurate with that, you know, it looks like, you know, the millennial buying patterns are going to be part of that trend that's going to keep sales suppressed a bit.
There's an interesting study from McGill University in Montreal that actually looks at millennials and their use of public transportation. And it shows that the longer you use public transportation before you start to get into car buying is a lost opportunity for the automakers. So if you think about the boomer generation, people started to buy new cars out of college. So say age 22, 23, 24. Some of these millennials are not buying their first new car until they're in their 30s. That would mean that the car industry is losing, you know, about 10 to 12 years of car sales to these people. So I absolutely believe that millennials will eventually start buying more cars, but there's going to be maybe one or two chances to get them into automobiles that the car companies will miss. So what happens when someone has put off car buying? Well, we've seen what's happened in our society when people get put off getting married and put off having kids. Hmm. Your lifestyle is just different.
So what does this mean for automakers? How should their marketing messages be adjusted, or can they be?
Well, from my view, and I'd love to hear what Rick has to say, I think they have to realize that cars are now part of a portfolio. They're part of an idea that you walk when you can, use public transportation when it's available, maybe ride your bike in decent weather, not this kind of weather. Use a car when you need a car. And this whole idea of selling cars has always been based on what they call the sizzle, not the steak. And now I really think they do need to think about the steak. And maybe it's not a 12-ounce porterhouse, but a 6-ounce filet instead.
And the new car industry has really gone more and more upscale. They're chasing a smaller segment of buyers, a wealthier segment. You know, there's some data out there that's indicated that the proportion of millennials that are buying luxury cars has gone up a bit, although the definition of luxury has been adjusted downward a little bit as well. But the way the industry is going, you know, they may not really be looking at that mass market anymore, that they're looking at people of wealth regardless of what age they are.
I think it's absolutely true what Rick just said. They don't need millennials right now to buy a whole bunch of small cars if they can get older consumers to spend more on pickup trucks, on luxury cars, on some of the regular car models that have a lot of technology loaded into them. So at the moment, it isn't going to hurt them, and profitability is certainly holding up because the average price of a car is now around $33,000. So for the moment, this is not an issue for the car makers, but you know, this has never been an industry that has a long-term view, and I'm tending to take the long-term view and say, you know, some of these millennials will eventually hit 40, and they may not have bought a car. And then the auto industry has to worry about people who are sort of middle-aged not buying cars. And in the meantime, as boomers sell their big houses and get rid of their fleets of cars and move into the city, you know, you lose some of the boomer buyers, the empty nesters as well. So if I were a car company, I would be looking at every single aspect of this and trying to figure out, okay, we can't just sell cars the way we used to. Now how do we sell cars?
That was writer Mickey Maynard, her website, co-founder of Curbing Cars, a website that actually tracks changing attitudes towards transportation. She was also joined by Bridge Magazine writer Rick Hagland. As always, it's a pleasure talking to both of you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.